Directly across the street from the airport in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, you'll find a simple square building with some cabins across the lane. Most people wouldn't give it a second thought, but if you get the name of the place, you'll soon find some amazing history that's once again on display. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org. Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Bill Lawson has long been in the songwriting and music production business. Today he owns Wishbone Studios, one of the storied sites in the industry.
This studio was built in 1976 by Terry Woodford and Clayton Ivey, and it's called Wishbone Recording Studio. And a lot of famous people recorded here. Hank Jr. recorded Family Tradition here. A group called Hot recorded the Billboard Song of the Year, The Angel in Your Arms This Morning.
The list goes on and on, but plenty of hits were recorded inside this studio.
It's right across the road from the airport. Terry Woodford and Clayton, they were very forward-thinking people, and they produced for Motown. They did the first Commodore record, Machine Gun, and they thought it would be great that, like, Wayne Newton would fly in across the street, and they'd just send a van over. I mean, it's in walking distance.
And the founders added another feature that set this studio apart from others.
Later on, they built the cabins next door, and all those artists stayed in those cabins. They were built for their convenience.
Billy was here in the mid-80s until the music publishing company that Wishbone owned was sold.
And Frank DeLeo, Michael Jackson's manager, bought the publishing company back around 87. They signed me as a writer. They moved the operation to Nashville. I never moved to Nashville. I always commuted.
Tours are now beginning at Wishbone Studios, a working production facility with plenty of history. Traveling the countryside in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.